Carry on.
Here's a picture of my sister.
Oh, is that Martha?
Not a good one, but the one we had.
Yeah.
And that was taken just about the year she died.
Why did she die?
She died in the army.
Of pneumonia? That's Martha.
Yeah.
Famous. Hirschberg Studios. Mm-hmm. That with the,
I don't know. But I think Sandy looks a little like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot how she looked. Well, she's pretty good. She's smart, Doc.
I bet.
Yeah, she's smart, Joe. Look, my way.
Pneumonia was no joke, was it?
No, they're just stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
They had her room closed off, had the windows open.
Oh, really?
Wasn't that tell?
No. Because it was supposed to
get rid of
whatever it was.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, I remember they told me I was coming home from up there by the, the casket factory is there on the corner, or come down Pike Street there, and then on down there was where the rec center is now, there was where they kept some of their equipment or some of the things they'd made there. And I was coming home there, and they told me that Martha had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how she was in that northeast room up there, I think, when she died.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think, and Lester Hunt, that's Bob Hunt's sister, mm-hmm. she died just a little before or after it. I don't know which it was now.
Yeah.
So the two girls right there.
Did they hold funerals of that kind in the home, or were they in church or at the funeral parlor?
They were in the home.
Mm-hmm. In the home, yeah, we had our
funeral.
Yeah.
Home.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Lester, he mentioned. This is Bob Hunt's sister.
Oh.
Who was my sister's good friend and about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
She.
But named Lester?
Yeah.
I declare.
Bob had Lester and then sister.
Yeah, that's Lester. Well, then those girls are both for her. That's Bob's sister. And
then the sister next oldest was Esther.
Yeah, Esther.
They were married.
Then Ruth.
And Edith was next.
I was going to ask you, is Edith still alive?
No, I don't think so.
I know she went away with her daughter up in Michigan someplace, but
and then Ruth
I didn't
the eldest of the Hunts. And she had married a farmer who lived out in Market Town.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
these pictures are in good shape.
Oh, that's my picture.
That's my picture.
In your rompers, or whatever those were,
mm-hmm.
your dress-up suit. Can you remember being dressed like this mm-hmm. at all? You were bright-eyed.
Well, this doesn't have much to do with
it. No, I don't remember that. You wouldn't tell there was citrus tree if you had that one, but
service, in the Attorney General's office.
Oh, yeah.
This was the governor, and it had an oil shortage. And I was named the fuel coordinator or something like that. That's the reason I don't know.
Who is that? That man looks a little familiar to me.
Oh, no, these are all people.
All people in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
What was the governor's name?
Gates.
Hmm.
Who's that? Who is this?
On the far left.
Yeah, who are these people?
That's my picture on the left.
Yeah, I know that, but who's these other?
Well,
nobody dares, I don't know where
they are. Well, the governor's in there.
I don't. Here's a portly guy.
Well,
you talk about their Bert Davis, when Thomas Davis grocery was on West Pike or West Market Street there. There's a watering trough right across the street there, and then on down there with the bluff in the hollow down there across there's a hall there now. Mm-hmm. It still comes down there from Maine. It was a little bit right east of Carter's Grocery there, but of course they filled that all in now. But I trapped down there one time, and I caught a possum in one of the, I caught his toe in one of the traps, and the possum near the trap. I think it's there. I don't know what I did with him, but they'd keep him, of course. But that was right in, and that was in the, right across there. That, of course, it's filled in now, but then Miller, that house, it sort of set. I heard talk about the other day, a sewer went through there, and it went on down there to Bluff Street, down through Bluff Hill, where we used to slide down Bluff Hill there. Oh. Before they cut it down there.
Right.
And I remember one day I climbed up in there. It's a great big sewer. Mm-hmm. And that makes you think that it was rather corrugated. I was trying to take it back to my relation there. And E. Stanley, who I was named after, I think he was my great uncle. Mm-hmm. And he invented these. He and a fellow named Watson. I remember he carried this little corrugated sample that what he'd made up around his pocket, but they couldn't get anybody to back them. So O'Neill took it, they took it over, and then I guess evidently sold to Armco or somebody.
Where were those manufactured?
Here
in Crawfordsville?
Yeah. And right out down East Wabash where you get to the railroad there. It was the O'Neill up there, but was another chance I had to be ribbed.
So they're oval shaped, aren't they?
And ribbed.
And ribbed, yeah. Was that Walter O'Neill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, there's more than one, but I think he lived down West Main Street there someplace. Yes. Yeah. He
Squealer
was one of them.
You know Squealer?
No.
Squealer was a brother.
What?
Squealer O'Neill was a brother. Squealer.
Squealer O'Neill, a brother of Walter?
Yeah, I don't know how many of them there was, but I think he lived down there in West Maine someplace. And but that was it.
Squealer was the one who was married to Dorothy.
I had two
sisters. Yeah. She lived across the street from Annie Leavenworth later.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley, go back to the trapping when you caught the possum. Did you all have, I don't know how to put it, wild game or anything of that kind?
Sorry, Doc, I didn't understand what you said.
Did you have squirrel or rabbit or possum to eat?
Oh, yeah, sure. My dad he was a hunter, and we didn't have very much money, and he's a paper to paper hanger, and he also had a little drinking problem, but then he'd go out and that's why we had any kind of refrigeration, and he'd kill these rabbits and skin them, and he'd hang them up around our post office, around our woodshed out there. He'd hang them up in that little breeze.
Yeah.
And they would keep, they'd take them over to the grocery and sell them.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think those rabbits are hanging up around there.
Did you raise chickens?
Well, no, I raised some chickens back in the back there, but I had some bannies, and they got out one day, they got to clear up the street up there in that. On the front of Simpson Street in front of the house there.
You had a chicken house back there on the alley.
Yeah, right on the alley. And that's another thing, they had back there's four barns. There is a hard barn there on the corner, and then Hunt's barn right across the way, and then back there was O.P. Jones's barn, and then this other barn here was Stout, and then there's a fire, what's called a fire arsonist around, a fire bug.
Oh.
And Dad sat out in the barn there one night to watch it keep in. Hunt's barn caught a fire, and he got it set afire, but they got the horses out. He had a horse-drawn hearse. And I can remember outside of our barn, it was scorched. I can remember seeing that there on the across the alley there.
I always remember that they said they had to put sacks over the horses' heads to get them out.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be frightened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there a fire brigade or was there a fire department?
Well, I was thinking about that, Bud. Is this right? I remember it was a horse. It was across from where the jury review is now. Was the fire station and the city hall.
Oh.
And these two horses, they had them in there ready to, and the harness would come down, and drop on them, and they hit them onto this,
The horse. In front of the horses were on hinges.
Yeah. But wasn't there some kind of a steam thing in that thing to get the pressure for the hose?
I bet that's right.
I think there was.
A steam engine.
And also down Market Street, that's where it was paved, and I remember the ditch, I heard him say something about the other day on the radio about something, the ditch caved, they was digging a ditch out there to put in a sewer.
Oh.
Down Market Street, it caved in and caught this guy. It caved in on him, I think they got him out, but it was the... And then on the, and of course the Stifton Street was paved there, and then of course there wasn't any. And then the bunch of
there was a sewer down on the road in front of the pasture down there. What is that street? North of Market Street, east of North. Lane
runs parallel with Market, one street north.
Well, I think that they were digging some kind down that street, and the man got in there.
And a cave in? Stanley, I think maybe Lane Avenue is the street that your family owned a house on.
Owned two houses. I think the other day that we had 6,000 pieces of property, and this other thing that I think about, and there's two of them down there on Lane Avenue. I think those houses are still down there, just like they were. And then we had two there on West Market Street, and one of them, Bud Mayor, the lady lived there, it wasn't much of a house. It was just, there, of course, they're fixed over now.
Yeah.
And the lady there named Pink White.
Yeah.
And Pink was quite a character.
She had a loud voice and she had a limp. And I can see her going and walking up Market Street up to the grocery.
Why can both of you remember all those people so clearly?
What do you need?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yes, that is part of it.
Of course, quite all right, because I'm older than Bud is.
Well, but the neighborhood is pretty close.
They could say that I've heard when you get a little older, you can remember things back, those things, but you can't back farther than you can write the present things. It's like people's names. I have trouble remembering people's names.
Did your neighborhood gang have fallings out when you were playing? You all were fairly close to one another.
Well, we had two good musicians come out of there. Adopted was one was this Jack Gailey. He was the one that lived down at the second house section. He was a drum player. And he was back here. By the way, he's back here to see us one time, and he came out here to, he was, well, he went out to the West Coast, and he was still playing out there. I think about the other day, he and Eston James, whether they were still alive or not, but Eston was a reed man, and they're pretty good.
Did you play with them?
Yeah, we played some together, not the same bands all the time, but we played with, I think we played the Strand Theater together up there when we played Vaudeville. But they were good musicians.
Was that the Vaudeville turn where you had trouble about rehearsal?
I had what you call a song with it. I heard a guy playing it like an ocarina today, Doc. I told you about that.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Sure did.
But this guy was, I was the second drummer there, and this show was the, I just played on the Fridays and Saturdays when what usually had this guy, I missed a cue. They have a cue sheet. And it's often the other drummer would not be comfortable, say, someplace near the water. They'd have these cue sheets marked off. And this act was going on out there. This dance, it's a dance act, I remember. And I missed a cue. Like if he reached over, he'd have a ratchet or something, he'd go, rah, you know, like he'd put his pants or a saw whistle, he'd blow or something. Yeah. And then he said, why aren't you at rehearsal? And we got an argument, well, the show was going on. I said, south end of the pit, orchestra pit. And I said, I wasn't supposed to be here.
How did you get to the south end of the orchestra pit when the stage entrance was on the
other? Okay, I know about that, Doc. We went in the sides up there, and we had to go, I think we went down, and then went down there on the south end, went down across, and come up in the orchestra pit room, the north end, up around like that.
Oh, okay.
And I was cleared the last one, the drummers still on the south side, and if they didn't like the actors, go out here and tell them, nail or a penny or something, whang, hit that cymbal sometimes.
Who else is in that orchestra? Was Gordon Trout?
What?
Was Gordon Trout in it?
Yeah, Gordon played there. I can't think who else played there, but Gordon was a good saxophonist.
He died, by the way.
Did he?
He lived there on East.
He was in my class.
East College, didn't he? Or East Jefferson, wasn't it?
First he did it then, and then later they moved from South Washington Street.
What was your high school class?
27.
27? Right. Stanley, how often would the vaudeville troupe come to town? Once a year?
That's another funny thing. I'd go down there to play in the afternoon, I could tell it was women, because you'd see them on the street, and women didn't wear makeup like they do now.
Right.
And I could see that, I said, well, there's a ball girl out just in there, and sure enough, that the...
Did they smoke?
Yeah, that's the first time I ever saw women smoke. It was down in the basement there, where we wait for we go up into the orchestra pit there, and they had... The one guy, I think he's Greg Google was his name. I forget. I think he was a reed man or something. And he had one of these, I forget how that was. Somebody in one of the rooms there had the door locked and had a peephole there. This guy, it was his some kin to him, he could look in there and see him. That's the hardest thing I ever tried to play, Doc.
That kind of music?
Yeah, that kind of music. Music.
What was hard about it?
Well, because, as I said, the music would be all marked up, and mm-hmm. I don't want to say that, it was sort of precise. When they was that, you couldn't make a mistake, and they'd spoil the act on the stage. I remember they had another time that they had a... I was doing some dance. They had a go off the stage, swing out all the audience.
Oh, golly.
And I supposed to make a drum roll, I had to go the wrong way.
Yeah. We played the organ at the string such a long time. White-haired woman.
Yeah.
You remember her?
What's that, Doc?
Who played the organ?
Betty Mange.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a big...
Pretty good.
Me?
Yeah,
M-A-N-G-E?
M-A-I-N-S. And he took Wiggins Clyde. They lived right there on South Green.
Where'd they live?
South Green Street, where, before you get to Wabash Avenue here, there's a house right there on the south side. On the east side of the street there. She's a great big portly kind of woman.
You seem to have known a lot of portly women in your time.
Yeah.
Can you remember maybe the first one or two movies you ever went to?
First one or two what?
Movies.
Oh. No.
It's not that hard.
The original.
Well, yeah, I think the second.
Was it the second? Mm-hmm. Was it the, what, Francis X. Bushman? That doesn't sound right to me.
But if it, when I was playing there, well, of course I'd get in, but you didn't pay too much attention to him.
Yeah.
I didn't even stay and watch him. I'd leave when we got through the vaudeville, and we had the cue. I think we cued the music there for a while. That's where they had sound on it. We'd like to hear some of a tray or something, or maybe a whistle or something.
How much were you paid, do you remember?
What's that?
How much were you paid
playing? Oh, we paid terrific. I think I maybe got maybe $2 or $3
for a night's work.
Who was the director of the orchestra?
Well, as I said, Betty Mays, she was the director. And after that was one of the Hughes boys, and there's three brothers. They were good musicians, and he took over then. I forget whether they sold out the theater, what changed it. And he was trying to direct the orchestra, to direct these acts.
Yeah.
And man, he was hard work for Rush Hughes.
And
Hughes,
David and Bernard. He was the oldest. And
Rush is the oldest.
Rush the oldest.
And Bernard is then the.
No, Hughes and then Bernard.
Bernard is the. David. David is the middle one.
He's the violin, isn't he?
David played the violin, of course.
Well, I always wonder how you and those people learned their instruments.
Well, I don't know how they learned, but I learned. That's another thing. When I was playing this vaudeville, I learned it. I took up drumming, just learned myself. I remember I had a book that I learned the different rudiments. But then I started playing vaudeville. I had to take the guy from Keith Albee, over in Annapolis. He came over and gave me lessons on the vaudeville.
Was that a music store?
No, Keith is.
Oh, the Keith Vaudeville Circus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure thing.
Yeah.
And he came over to give you.
Yeah, he came over here. Mrs. Ream had a school.
Yeah,
I guess it's music school or something.
Martha's mother?
Yeah, no, Martha Ream herself.
Oh.
It's right down right across the high school there, the corner of Jefferson and Dream Street. There was a big house there, and she had a music school or something in there, and that's where he'd come over there. She had different musicians come over, teach different people.
I see.
And he would come in there and give the lessons, or whatever it was.
What did he charge?
I don't remember. He didn't charge very much, Doc, because I couldn't pay it. on that
trolley car that comes down on Main Street there, Essex lived down the corner there, right, Simpson Street, right on Market Street there.
Right.
And
Simpson on Market.
On Market.
And what was it?
On the
Barrett would get off this trolley car, and that was Mrs. Essex's father, I guess it's
Charlie Barrett, you're talking about?
Yeah, Charlie's father-in-law, and he'd have a load on. And he'd get off this, he'd be going down the 5th Street, and his wife said, well, Daddy's got one of his six belts again.
He lived at Simpson Street, runs right into the house for the Essex, and they lived with her folks who was named Barrett. And Mr. Barrett was traveled around selling something because he knew my grandfather in Wingate.
Really?
And what was Mr. Barrett? Oh,